From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Catalan leader Carlos Puigdemont said on Saturday that democratically deciding the future of a nation was not a crime.
Democratically deciding the future of a nation is not a crime. This goes against foundations that unite European citizens through their diversity.
He spoke after the Spanish government announced an unprecedented plan to sack Catalonia's separatist leaders, install its own people in their place, and call a new election, using previously untapped constitutional powers to take control of the prosperous region that is threatening to secede. Vehicles lined the highway following a deadly encounter with militants that left at least 54 policemen dead southwest of Cairo, Egypt, on Friday. The firefight began when security forces, acting on intelligence, moved against a militant's hideout in the area. Officials think that what may have happened was that the force ran out of ammunition and then the militants captured several policemen and then later killed them. Officials said that the police force appears to have fallen into a carefully planned ambush and that the death toll could rise. Iraqi Defense Ministry spokesman Dalat Waziri said a suicide blast Saturday outside the Afghan Military Academy in Kabul killed at least 15 cadets and wounded several others. The Taliban insurgency has claimed responsibility for the minibus bombing, saying that the attack was part of the Mansouri insurgent operations underway against Afghan forces and their backers. The attack came a day after an Islamic State suicide bomber stormed a crowded Shiite Muslim mosque in the city, killing at least 50 worshippers. This is VOA News.